Blog Talk Radio.
You've given far beyond my need, so I give my deepest thanks to you for all I've watched you do and for the things that I am yet to see. Still, I'm confident to wait patiently. I cry out and you answer. Yes, I cry out.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Oh, today, this is Thursday, Thirst for Truth. I am your host, Elder QT Docs. Oh, I thank God that we are here today. I thank God for you that's on the line listening. Thank God. Thank God. Father, we are crying out. Father, we are crying out. Oh, the title of my text today is going to be Color Him, Father. Color Him, Father. Father, like the song was saying, you know, we cry out to Father. You know, as we grow up, we look to our Father as being the biggest man in the world. And we look to our Heavenly Father as being bigger. We're talking about fathers today. We're going to color him Father today. Amen. Father. Oh, God is just so good. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before you today, humble and in awe of your grace and mercy. Lord, we thank you for the way you have designed what a family is supposed to look like and the specific roles you have ordained to a mother and a father of how to lead their children. Amen. Yet, Lord, though our sinful ways, we have taken what we have made holy and created our own version of today's family. Color him, Father. Because of this, our children are suffering. It is for the fathers, families, and children of our nation that we do pray today. We do need fathers in our children's lives. We need fathers. When I'm talking about fathers, amen, I'm talking about uncles and mothers that's playing both roles, that wearing two hats. I'm talking about sisters and brothers and aunties and uncles. We're talking about everyone that played a role as a father to help raise children. Lord, we pray specifically for fathers and fatherhood across our land. Your word clearly instructs father to bring up their children in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. God, we thank you for the men who are leading according to your statute and the ones you are laying their lives down. The ones, Father, yes, we're talking about the fathers that's laying their lives down for his purpose, for God's purpose. We pray that you will continue to use these men to lead their families, and other men will follow them when they see the God in them. Other men will say, hey, I want to raise my family, my sons, my daughter like this. I want to be the father. We pray that you will strengthen the fathers of our nations. Amen. And that you will continue to empower churches, organizations, governments, individuals, schools, jobs. We want to invest in the fathers and fatherhood for the sake of our children. Amen. I'm going to be coming out of Ezekiel 22 and 30. It says, and I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. You know, I want you to, besides your Bible, think about when you was growing up, you was in school, and you have, and the teachers put the crayons and paper in front of you, and they ask you to draw your family. And you know, and we'll draw our brothers and sisters and our mothers and fathers, and we'll draw the house and the dog and the fence and the trees and yada yada yada. However, you know, and then we color it. I'm talking about color him father, the father that we look up to, the father that picked us up when we fell or tripped. We're talking about father. The prerequisite for being a father is being a man, functioning as a man, taking responsibility as a man, thinking like a man, acting like a man, working like a man. All these are prerequisite to being a good father. I want you to take your crayons and just start coloring. Color in your father. Color him father, because he is just so great. I'm talking about not only our biological father, our heavenly father. He fills our spirit with so much joy. You will not be a good father until you are a good man. Understand that. You can't be a good father if you're not a good man. Amen. Color him, Father. It's a dying art today. There are not many in our nations anymore. We see fathers all over the place, or dads all over the place. Dads, father, synonymously, they are the same. Let's not get it twisted when we're talking about fathers and dads. We thank God we do have a few good fathers out there that is making a difference. But we can use more, a few good more. Amen. You know, when a man says to his wife, he says something like, he says, when a man says, it would take too long to explain, what he really means is, I have no idea how it works. When a man says, take a break, honey, you are working too hard, what he really means is, I can't hear the game over the vacuum cleaner. When a man says, that's interesting, dear, what he really means is, are you still talking? When a man says, it's a guy thing, he means, there is no rational thought pattern connected with this, and you have no chance at all of making it logical. When a man says, can I help with dinner? What he really means is, why isn't it ready yet? When a man says, oh, sure, sure, honey, oh, yes, dear, what he really means is, absolutely nothing. It's a conditioned response. When a man says, you know how bad my memory is, what it really means, I can remember the theme song to Hogan's Hero, the phone number of the first girl I ever kissed, and the vehicle identification number I ever had. But I can't even remember where I forgot your birthday. We're talking about being a man. When a man says, oh, don't fuss, I just cut myself, it's no big deal. What it really means is, I probably sever a limb, but I will bleed to death before I admit it. before I admit I am hurt. So get over it. So get over it and get over here, dear, and help me. We're talking about fathers. We're talking about color him father. So get your crayons out. Think about Dad. Think about how terrific he is, and how terrific he was, and how your uncle taking a place in the gap for your father, or your big brother, or your mom playing two roles and raising you, and she has to get rough with these with your, how they say it, rough necks, because you're disobedient. So now she has to put on a different hat to handle you. We're talking about color him father. We're talking about the dad being a good father. We're talking about dad that's there when you need him, and always showing that loving care for you. We're talking about color him father. You know, crayons, I'm coloring my dad. I'm coloring my family. And but as you know, that when you color the people on the paper, dad is bigger than everyone that's in your family, because that's how he looks to you. He is the biggest. He is the greatest. We're talking about dad, good men. We're talking about good men who have learned to lean on the Lord. We're talking about fathers that learn to lean on God. In Proverbs, it says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. We're talking about fathers that's not using his, he's not going by his own might in order to settle a situation, to find a solution. He leans on our Heavenly Father, because it's by our Heavenly Father's strength that makes things happen, not ours. Amen. Ephesians says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We're talking about, let's color him father. Let's color him father. Father's Day is just a few days away. Let's color him father. Whoever was in your life that fit that image of a father, color him father. Amen. We men are bad about trying to be in control. You know, we like to make things happen. You know, ladies, you know, they always find it easier to rest in the Lord and lean on him for salvation. But it's hard. It's pretty hard. You know, it's easy. It's pretty hard for us, but it's part of a woman's nature to place themselves in someone else's hand. It's not that way for men. I wonder, is that fair? But we have to realize that Jesus solved that dilemma for us. Amen. And Matthew said, verily I said unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye should not enter into the kingdom of heaven. See, children have that attitude of trust, even male children. But something happened to us once we began to feel even the slightest amount of thickness in our heads. You know, it's just ironic when we think we're reaching that level of adolescent puberty, that we know it all, that we can't be told what to do, and then we end up, some of us carry that through life if we don't find the Lord, if we're not raised in the church, if we're not being taught the word and how to treat one another, how to treat your wives, how to treat your sister, how to treat, you know, it makes a difference. It makes a difference as we grow up and we mature. We just need a few good men, a few good fathers here to lead and allow other fathers that want to be a good fathers to follow. Amen. Amen. You know, we have a speaker, a brother Dave that comes on Tuesday, and he's going to start a program, and it's going to be good, because it's going to be for men. And it's going to be good because I think men needs to someone to talk to, some shoulders to cry on, because we think we're too macho and we're too masculine to tell someone, you know, I love you, or to have tears fall down our eyes, and you know, we don't want to show our son that we have a soft side to us. But let me just tell you this: we need to. I mean, Jesus cried. I mean, he wept. Why can't we weep? Why can't we weep for our sons and let our sons see us weep? To show them that, hey, we have emotions. We have feelings. Amen. We don't have to continue to pick up boulders and tear down walls. Let them know that, hey, baby, I love you. You know, I love you. Give me a hug. You know, and don't be bashful about it, because you want your sons to grow up and your daughters to grow up with a loving feelings, with a loving care, because when you show them that, they're going to, in return, they're going to reciprocate and show that to their children. Because children imitate their parents or their role model, whoever they may be. Amen. And Isaiah said, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. We're talking about fathers. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. Amen. You know who you are. We're talking about fathers. We're talking about fathers that supplies and provides and decides for their family. We're talking about fathers. In Philippians it says, 4:19, it says, but God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You know, we all want to be the breadwinner, the mighty hunter, but ultimately we need to see even our own selves as being in God's hands. Just like our sons and our daughters see us as that mighty warrior, we shall look to God and fall in his hand, because he's our mighty warriors. And if we emulate our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and allow our children to emulate us, if we read the Bible, not to ourselves, but out loud, and allow our children to hear us read that Bible out loud, they're going to emulate us. And they hear things they don't understand, they're going to ask questions. Dad, what is this? What does that mean? Just like we will ask questions to our Heavenly Father and try to get that spiritual revelation that, what does it mean, Dad? Amen. We're asking for soundness, reasoning, wisdom. In James 1:5, he says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that given to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it should be given him. And what's so ironic about this? Because this is the one of only two prayers any man can pray, which the answer is always yes. And the other one is salvation, Romans 10:13 is the other. We're talking about Father. Let's color him Father. Use your crayons. Be a kid again. Color your father. Color your father who he may be or who she may be. Just color your father. Color him father. Amen. I thank God for a few good fathers who have learned to lean on the Lord and not on their flesh. Because we know if you walk in the flesh, you know, In Galatians it says, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to another, so that ye cannot do the thing that ye would. We're talking about fathers. Be careful how you tread water. Walk in the Spirit as you raise your children, because your children are watching you. Amen. Your children are watching you. Amen. Men, we have to lead. We have to lead. Fathers, we have to lead. We must lead. In Ephesians 5 and 22, it says, this is a good one. This confuses a lot of people. It says, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. You know, headship isn't being the big boss. It's loving leadership. God is no respecter of person. Women are equal in his sight. Pastor Apostle Teresa Docks was at a conference one day, and I guess there was a speaker up there, and he was talking about this. He made mention about the husband is the head of the wife. But he said it in a way that, by him being a pastor and leading his flocks, he said that in a way that he was the head of the females. Now, unless he was married to every female in the church, he's not the head of a female. He's only the head of his wife. Let's not get it twisted. And she, I guess it was inadvertently or abruptly, she spoke out and said, no. You know, that's his statement was, you know, his statement was just, it was not true, because a husband is only the head of his wife and not the head of the females in the church. And some leaders we know use this one scripture to control and extend his arms to the females in the congregation. We know that headship isn't being the big boss. It's loving leadership. God is no respecter of person. And women, amen, women are equal in his sight. Amen. We're talking about husband, fathers. Color him, Father. Happy Father's Day to you. Bible says that she is the weaker vessel, but this does not, and this is not an insult. Rather, it is a compliment to her. She is not less valuable. Rather, she is more fragile and in need of strong yet loving leadership. Women are like fine silk. Amen? Color him, Father. Men are more like corduroys. That's the old cliche. You know, and we all heard that old saying about, you know, women's like fine silk and men is like corduroys. And we're talking about how fragile a woman is, but yet she is strong. Yet, which is more valuable? But we know that the answer is to this question is what? Silk is more valuable than corduroys. God, in God's wisdom, he has given each family a head. And anything with two heads, we know, it's got to be a monster. So there's only one head. But this is not a privilege as much as it is a responsibility. We talk about father's responsibility. The hardest things you will ever do will be a good husband and a good father to your children. You know, that's hard. That's working hard, because you have to work hard to being a good husband and a good father to your children. we know that Eli, he could run a temple, but could not run his family. Amen. And we find individuals that can run a corporation, you know, that can be leader of a football field, a coach. We know individuals that can run institutions, be dean of schools, but yet their family life is in chaos, is in complete turmoil. So we talk about, you know, even David, he could run a kingdom and lead men into battle, but he could not run his children. We're talking about, and you can look that up in 1 Kings, but we're talking about fathers. We're talking about fathers. Amen. We're talking about fathers. Let's call him father. Let's get back to the drawing board and let's draw the family again. And let's draw that big, strong man that comes home every day. Let's draw that big, strong man that sat at the kitchen table and asked those questions, you know, how you doing in school, or what your grades are, and did you get in any trouble, or was there any problems with the teachers, or tell me about the playground, or are you going to go out for sports, and tell me about dad, tell me about your uncle, tell me about your mother, tell me about your father. Let's color him father. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we're talking about fathers. Just like our Heavenly Father take care of us. Just like our Heavenly Father, we called on him when we are in need. Our children is calling on us. Are we listening? Our Heavenly Father is listening to us. Are we listening to our children? Are we answering their beck and call? Or are we just ignoring them and catering to our own needs? We're talking about Father. Let's color him Father. Amen. We're talking about Father. Let's color him Father. We're talking about fathers, brothers and sisters. I thank God. I thank God for a few good fathers that have learned to lean on him. Amen. The Father that learned to love. Because if you love God, you're going to love your family. If you love God, you're going to do what's right. We're talking about fathers. In 1 Corinthians, it says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries, and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, I profit me nothing. So what I'm saying is, if you not taking care of your family, but you're doing all other things that you want to do, it's not profiting you one iota if you're not being a father to your family. We're talking about being a loving father, being a responsible father, being a good husband. We're talking about fathers. And we cover this under leadership. Fathers lead. When we say the only real leadership is loving leadership, we're talking about fathers. God admonish every husband to love your wife. Amen. This may seem like a strange admonishment to many. Some will say, if you didn't love her, man, if I didn't love her, I wouldn't have married her. Wait a minute. Love as you see it here means far more than affection. It means more than emotional feelings or satisfaction. It means that you or I are going to seek the welfare and happiness of the person we are going to love and leave them lovingly. Amen. That means that my effort will be to make that object of my love happy to secure and make my spouse, my children, comfortable. Amen. We're talking about fathers. Amen. You know, here's a little joke, so to speak. A man was talking to his wife after she had done something that he did not approve of. He said to her, "How can you be so beautiful and stupid at the same time?" And she replied, "God made me beautiful so you would love me, and he made me stupid so I would love you." Amen. We're talking about being a father. We're talking about being a father. I'm going to let you listen to this song called "Color Me Father." Listen to the lyrics. It has so much meaning to it. Color him father, and we're going to color him love, just like you did when you was in school. Use that crayon. Color him father.
There's a man at my house, he's so big and strong. He goes to work each day and he stays all day long. He comes home each night looking tired and beat. He sits down at the dinner table and has a bite to eat. Never a frown, always a smile, when he says to me, "How's my child?" I say that I've been studying hard all day in school, trying very hard to understand the golden rule. I think I'll color this man father.
Color him father.
I think I'll color him love.
Color him love.
Then I'm gonna color him father.
Color
the man love, yes I will.
Color him love.
He says education is the thing if you want to compete, because without it, son, life ain't very sweet. I love this man and I don't know why, except I'll need his strength until the day that I die. My mother loves him and I can tell by the way she looks at him when he holds my little sister Nell. I heard her say just the other day that if it hadn't have been for him, she couldn't have found her way. I think I'll color him father.
Color him father.
I'm gonna color him love.
Color him love.
I've got to color him father.
Color him father.
I think I'll color this man love.
Color him love.
The war, and she knows she and seven kids couldn't have gotten very far. She says she thought that she could never love again, and then there he stood with that big wide grin. He married my mother and he took us in, and now we belong to the man with that big wide grin. I've got to color this man father.
Color him father.
I'm gonna color him love.
Color him love.
I'll color this man love.
Color him love.
He's just been so good to me.
Color him father.
I know I've got to color him love.
Color him love.
I'm going to color him father.
Color him father.
I've got to color this man love.
Color him father.
Amen. Amen. If you listen to those lyrics, it's so profound. You know, you got a man that came into this family life and she already has seven kids and he loved her. Check this out. He loved her so much. He treated her seven kids as if they were his own. I mean, we got to color this man fathers. We got to color this man love, because we have quite a few fathers that have done that, has taken the role of these children, biological father, and he became their father, and these children appreciate what this man have done. Amen. We got to color this man father. So color your father. color, whatever color you want to color, you got to color him love. Father is love. This man responsible for your upbringing that made you the person you are today, amen, color him, Father. I don't care who he or she may be. That mentor, you know, that coach or that teacher or that pastor, that deacon, you know, the trustee, whoever it may be that stood in the gap of your Father, color him, Father. Color him, Father, because our Heavenly Father is standing in our gap. Because as we reach out and we cry out to our Heavenly Father, we appreciate everything that he does for us. Our children is appreciating everything that our Father is doing for you. Amen. Color him, Father. Back to Ezekiel, it said, and I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found yet we as children, we found that man in our lives. We found that mentor, that positive role model that we need to follow. We got to color these people, Father. We got to color them love, because if they're showing us love, they're not afraid to say, I love you, son. I love you, daughter. They're not afraid to tell you, put their arms around you and say, you can cry on my shoulder, and I can cry with you in your agony, in your suffering, in your battle, in your war. Color him, Father. Color him, Father. Be that person that you can say on Father's Day, Dad, whoever the dad may be, Dad, I love you. Dad, I love you. Say it. Just say, Dad, you know, you made me the person that I am today. Whoever that person may be, I consider you my dad, because you talked to me, you gave me wisdom, you gave me knowledge, you gave me advice, you gave me direction, you gave me instruction. I color you, Father. I color you, Father. Amen. I mean, a godly father loves God. We're talking about color him, Father. Color him, Father. But if our godly father, we must have a relationship with God. Fathers must have a relationship with God. It is futile to think that you can relate to anyone. If you can't relate to God properly, you're not going to relate anyone, your relationship is going to be messed up. If you are running from God, you will never have peace. Settle that matter first with God. Settle it. Amen. Be the father. Be a godly father that loves his wife. And most husbands, we know, assume love is sex. Well, we know certainly it is part of love. It is not all. Real love seeks to meet all the needs of another person. Amen. We're talking about color him, Father. Color him, Father. Color him, love. Your son are leaning and your children are leaning on you. They watch you. They watch you. They watch how you are romantic, how you show respect. You know, you don't abandon your manliness. You don't abandon, you know, you're not afraid to say, well, I'm macho on him, but yeah, I do have a respect and soft end too. You open the door for your wife, or your son is watching, your children is watching how you do this. You pull out your chair at dinner time. You hold her hand when you're walking down the street. We're talking about they're watching you. They watch everything you do. You know, you help make up the bed. You rinse out the tub when you're finished. You know, most of us don't do that. You know, you listen endlessly. Even when you don't want to, you listen. You raise up the toilet stool seat when you go to do your business. and you put it down when you're finished. We're talking about he's watching you. And he's going to do the same when he grows up. He's going to be respectful. We're talking about color him father. Amen. We're talking about color him love. Amen. We're talking about this. Your son are leaning and depending on you. And he's going to treat his wife or his girlfriend in the same way you treat his mother. We're talking about color him father. Color him love. Amen. Don't be afraid. A godly father loves his children, respects his children, and his children will respect him. We're talking about a godly father is more than providing for material things, buying your kids a $400, $600 pair of shoes, but yet you're never around. I mean, you're doing all this, buying them all the Sega and what do they call that, boxer, you know, Xbox, and you're spending money like crazy, but you're not showing love. You're putting material things in front of your feelings. We're talking about being a father. You know, it's okay to provide, but provide that love, provide that direction. Don't show him a side that has no meaning, because those material things are going to fade away. But your love is everlasting. Just like your heavenly father showed you love, show your children love. Because there might not be a second chance at childhood if you don't do the right thing. Amen. We know that we must discipline when it is required to do so. Let's be the father that show that love at all times. Color him father, color him love. Amen. Let's spend quality time versus quantity time. Spend quality time with your sons or your daughter. Let's color him father. Amen. Let's color him love. Let's show him integrity. Let's not take him to the store and you putting every item under your coat in your pocket and walking out. Let's show your son integrity, your children integrity. So they have a role to follow, a map to go after, to seek out the truth. Let's have that integrity, that honesty. Let's walk upright. Amen. Let's not be that forgotten word. Let integrity be in our household at all times. The highest elected official we know in our land is tainted with the smell of corruption. And the president himself has a notorious reputation as a liar. However, a member of the president's cabinet commits suicide rather than face scrutiny for his financial dealings. You know, that's ironic. A person don't want to admit their faults, so they rather just to save face. They think they're saving face by committing suicide. I think they're going to get away, like out of sight, out of mind. No, but that mark is still there. That mark is still there. Amen. You know, we think that whitewater used to mean a good place to go canoeing instead of a political sewer. But we are called to rise above that. We are called to be men of integrity. We are called to be fathers of this land. We are called to let other fathers that wants to be fathers look at us and say, hey, if he's doing something right, let's follow him. There's something about that man that's shining bright. Amen. He permeates everywhere he goes. Let's allow him to permeate in our lives, in the workplace. Let's be that father that doesn't allow turmoil to be headship in his household. Let's be that father that brings promises. Amen. Let's be that father that is obligated to the family, that has that relationship and committed and to fulfill their commitment. Let's be that godly father and that role model of God. Amen. That image of a father nowadays is not always good, but we have that image that we can stand out, that we can allow others to look at us. Amen. We know that most children, according to statistics, are growing up without a father. But if we can be a role model to those children, we can color him father. Amen. There's so much going on in this world, and we must stand out. We must be that small wonder that others will just say, hey, God is helping us. Dad, Father, you are shaping your children's lives. Amen. Allow them to see us like we see our Heavenly Father, like we're modeling after and emulating our Heavenly Father. Allow our children to emulate us. Let's be a mentor to those that have no father, that calling us father. Amen. And in my conclusion, I just want to say that as our Heavenly Father take care of us and clothes us, and he clothes us in our right mind, and he supplies all our needs, and he's responsible for us, let's do the same for our children. Let's do the same for someone. Let's mentor someone. Let's talk to someone. Amen. Let's be that challenge. Let's have that challenge this week. The word of God is challenging. And I'm challenging you to be a godly father today. Will you be that godly father to your children? Will you be that godly father to your neighbor's children? Will you be that godly father to those children that's walking the street that has no place to go? Will you be that godly father? Amen. 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 I'm going to turn this over to Pastor and Prophetess Teresa Docks. Amen. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. How can I come behind that, Father, per excellence that you are? And I thank God for the teaching. And it's just so needed. It's so needed for more fathers, whether they're biological fathers, but to have the spirit of a father, the spirit of our Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I just thank God for the teaching, Elder. Color me, Father. Wow. I think it was very good. I just want to do something different today. I just don't know if anyone have comments that you would like to share with us, a testimony. We're going to open up the lines in case there's one that would like to have something that you would like to say. The lines are now open.
Yeah, I like to say, my name's David. I like to say God lines spirit up, because Monday I just mentioned in a men's group about the song Color Me Father and what the Father had done. And since I had a father, stepfather, who used to say to us that there's only the only steps in this house is the one going up and down and the ones on the porch. We are family. And that song always meant so much to me, because it was a representation of a man who was responsible and accountable and who was so respected that his wife would say, I don't know how I could have made it with these kids if he hadn't been in our life. That's because she could trust him. And as you said, a father is a representation of someone you can trust, someone you can turn to in times of need, someone who would take the loving leadership role that Jesus did in order to lead. And you're right, it takes a lot for a man to be able to take this role on. But again, the word tells us that my people struggle with a lack of knowledge. We have to be armed with the knowledge of what fatherhood is about. And so it's upon us as men, leaders, or seniors to pass this on to our children by not just by words, but by our actions, like that father did in the song. I'm just moved by this. I love that song. Even when I was a little boy, I loved that song. So praise God, Elder. You really delivered the message. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you.
Amen. Glory to God. Yes, it definitely touched my spirit to hear him come forth like that, because he stepped in with my son. So I'm just at field, and I know how he loved on his biological sons. He treated mine the very same way.
Probably.
So I just thank God. I just thank God for being, you know, providing and making sure every need is always met. So, Elder, I just want to say Happy Father's Day to you and Brother Dave and all that's on the line. Keep doing what you're doing. It's going to pay off. It's going to add up, and it's going to pay off. Amen. Is there anyone else on the line that would like to say anything? I know we have some internet listeners as well, and they're chatting in the box. So I just want to thank you all for your comments and what you're saying as well. But I do want to ask those that have called in if there's anyone that would like to add to what Elder has taught today. Okay. Well, we want to thank God for everyone that's on the line, and we want to wish all the fathers a happy Father's Day, that you will be able to enjoy yourself, relax, and just continue to be a father. Really don't get days off. You really don't get time off. It's always a 24/7 journey. That is just how it goes. And with that being said, let this song just be in your spirit. If you're a mother, you might be a father too. We got some mothers that's mother and father, and vice versa. So, again, we just thank God. And, Father, we just lift up all that are on the line, God. We lift up Elder, and we lift up everything that concern anyone on this line, Father, that you would minister to their spirits, that you would comfort them, that you would cause them, Lord God, to be in a place of peace, that they would know, Lord God, you neither sleep nor slumber. Father, I ask you, as Elder has spoken, that it will resonate in the people's mind, in their hearts, and in their days, that they will become more like you, their father, the girls, the boys, all of them, because girls definitely need fathers. So, Father, we thank you, and we lift you up, and we give you honor and praises for all that you have done and all that you're going to do in this season of our lives. So, Father, we just say yes and amen and glory to God. Again, we say thank you, Elder, and God bless everyone on the line. And in closing, we're just going to play Color Him Father. God bless you all.
There's a man at my house, he's so big and strong. He goes to work each day, he stays all day long. He comes home each night, looking tired and beat. He sits down at the dinner table and has a bite to eat. Never a frown, always a smile, when he says to me, "How's my child?" I said that I've been studying hard all day in school, trying very hard to understand the golden rule. I think I'll color this man father. I think I'll color him love.
will. He says education is the thing if you want to compete, because without it, son, life ain't very sweet. I love this man and I don't know why, except I'll need his strength until the day that I die. My mother loves him and I can tell by the way she looks at him when he holds my little sister Nell. I heard her say just the other day that if it hadn't have been for him, she couldn't have found her way. I think I'll color him father. I'm gonna color him love. Seven kids couldn't have gotten very far. She says she thought that she could never love again. And then there he stood with that big wide grin. He married my mother and he took us in. And now we belong to the man with that big wide grin. I've got to color this man father.
Color him father.
I'm gonna color him love.
Color him love.
I've got to color him father. I'll color this man love.
Color him love.
He's just been so good to me.
Color him father.
I know I've got to color him love.
Color him love.
I'm going to color him father.
Color him father.
I've got to color this man love.
Color him father.
He's just been so kind.
And I just thank God that those that are still on the line, I will be amiss not to mention my dad. He was a superman, and he's deceased, but he still lives through every single one of his children. And that song, it matches him. Only the part when it says he never was angry or mad or whatever, but everything else, kudos. My dad was a superman. So I say thank you, Mom. I know you're on the line. Thank you for a superman as a father. God bless everyone, and I pray God's blessing on you and the rest of your day. So God bless you.